be in the book of Mark, chapter number 4. Be reading a few scriptures today. And keep your Bibles open if you would like. A very familiar passage. I've preached from this several times, mentioned it in preaching. And I just felt like this is the direction I needed to go today. Been looking out and watching the weather. And, you know, we're either going through a storm or been through one, or we're getting ready, coming out of one, or getting ready to go into one. I mean, it's weather's always changing. And if you work outside like I do, you try to keep one eye on the work and one eye on the sky. And in Oklahoma, you never know what's going to happen. And it can change in a hurry. Mark chapter 4, beginning of verse 35, I'll read down to the end of the chapter here. He said, "In the same day, when even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" There's a few things that I want to draw your attention to. They said in verse number 35 that the time it was when the eve was come. It was a time of darkness. Did you realize that everything seems to be magnified in the dark? I mean, when it's in the darkness is when it gets the loneliest. In the darkness is when it becomes the scariest. I can remember as a little child, whenever nighttime would come and mom and dad would turn the lights out, I was hearing noises and wondering what was under my bed. When it got daylight, everything was okay. I want you to notice the setting here, that it was even time. The sun was going down. It was getting dark. There have been times in my life that it seems like that the darkness was all around. It was also a time of danger. You'll find that in verse 37, he says, he said here in verse 37, "And there was a great storm that arose, and the winds and the waves beat up under the ship." It was a time that it was a fearful time, a time of great danger. Now, I'm not the greatest mariner, Brother Dave. I've been in a boat a little bit, but probably nothing compared to you. But I do know a few things. When your boat is in the water, everything is hunky-dory. But whenever the water's in your boat, you got something to worry about. He said in verse 37, "The waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." I don't know a whole lot about boating, but I do know this. When your boat gets full of something, it's going to go under. Amen. That's not a good thing. They was in danger. Out on the Sea of Galilee, and their boat was full of water. It was dark. And before you give them a hard time about being fearful, I've been there.
I've wondered if my boat was ever going to float again. If I was going down for the last time. It was a time of doubt. Verse 38, they said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" But I want you to look at this with me. They took him even as he was in the ship. They took him. Now, there were some experienced mariners on board. The disciples was there. Peter was there. Andrew, James and John, they was experienced seamen. I'm sure that they had been on troubled waters before. Many times. Matthew, Bartholomew, I'm sure the rest of them was there. They was probably looking to some of the experienced fishermen that was on board that ship that day. And what do we do? There was fear and doubt that come into their mind. But the Bible says that they took him even as he was in the ship. The helm was the difference. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10, the writer calls the helm the captain of their salvation. It makes a difference when the captain is on board. That's what I'm going to try to preach to you just a little bit this morning. The storms will come. But the difference is when you have the captain on board with you. There's a few points I want to bring out here according to Scripture. There was a strong power that was on board. I'm going to ask for just a little bit of audience participation this morning. I usually don't do this. But in verse 37, I want you to read with me the first three words. "And there arose." One more time. "And there arose." Now I want you to go to verse 39. Let's read the first three words. "And he arose." Did you get that? "And there arose, but he arose." Hallelujah. The storms may come. They may rise, but he arose. When you've got the captain in the boat, he arose. There was a difference. He's able to meet the challenge head on. It didn't matter that Peter, James, and John, and Andrew was in the boat. They was experienced mariners, but he was in the boat. Amen. The captain of our salvation was sailing with them that day. There was power that was on board. Just because you're saved doesn't mean that it's all candy cake and carousels. You're going to go through some storms. But you need the power on the boat. I'm glad whenever Jesus stood that day, his disciples, Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus testifying of himself, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." If he's piloting your ship, you got power on your boat. You remember in Genesis chapter 6, the greatest storm collectively ever known to mankind. It began to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. You talk about a toad strangler, a gully washer. They had it. We've had some rain. I looked at the weather early this morning and said, we're in a flood advisory. I tell you what, they don't know what a flood advisory is. They had a flood advisory. You know the story, God told Noah to begin to build the ark and put the animals on, and you know, him and his family would be saved. But by the time you get over to chapter number 7 and verse 1, and listen to what the Lord said. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Did that do for anybody what it done for me? Read that again. And come thou. He did not say go thou. He said come thou. Did you get that? God was already on the boat. The storm was getting ready to come. And he didn't tell him, I want you to go over here and I want you to get into that ship and I'm going to lock the door. He said, come now. He's already in your storm before the storm even gets there. He's already in your boat waiting to sail if you're saved. Isaiah chapter 43, he says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, and they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning, but somebody's going through a storm and needs to hear this. Brother Anthony, he's already in your boat. I want you to go back to Mark chapter 4, but look at verse 37 again. It said in, and a great storm of wind. I want you to look at verse number 39. And there was a great calm. If he's the captain of your boat, you're going to have great peace in your boat. Well, how can you hold up your head in the storm? Because he's the one that gives me peace. John chapter 14 and verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Well, how do I get that peace? Well, let me tell you what the Bible says. In Isaiah chapter 26, in verse number 3 and 4, he says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Don't look at the storm that is raging against you. Don't look at the water that is flooding into your boat, but keep your eyes and your mind focused on Him that gives you peace. I thought about the story, and I might have told it in here before, but there was an airplane that was a flight taken, a commercial jet, and they hit some massive turbulence. And any of y'all that's ever flown in airplanes, especially small airplanes, know that they can get rough. Brother Dave, they said the oxygen mask was falling down from the ceiling. The luggage compartments was coming open and baggage was falling out and people was praying and crying and going hysterical. And there was a man there that he was fearful. I mean, they was all fearful. And he noticed a little girl that was sitting in a seat over kind of by herself. And she was just as calm as she could be. She was reading a book. He made a point. He said, once this plane lands, if we ever get down out of the sky, I'm going to make it a point to see if I could talk to that little girl. To find out what her secret is and how she can stay so calm in the storm. The plane landed. He found an opportunity to ask that little girl, said, how was you so calm? I noticed you was reading a book when the oxygen mask was falling down out of the overheads and luggage and people was crying and praying and people was screaming. She said, it's simple. My daddy's the pilot. It makes a difference when you know who is the captain of your boat. Not only is there strong power on board, you'll find sweet peace, but there's a safe passage. You see in verse number 35, he said, in the same day when even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Now, I know I'm getting into another chapter, but trust me on this. Let's go to chapter 5 and verse 1. And the Bible says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. He told them, let's go to the other side. He didn't tell them that there was going to be storms. He didn't tell them that there was going to be winds and there's going to be waves and it was going to be troublesome times. It was going to get dark and it was going to get ugly. He didn't tell them about that. But he said, get in. Let's go. You're going to make it. You're going to go to the other side. I thought about the Apostle Paul, in the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, he didn't write this from a Holiday Inn. He didn't write this from the comfort of his one of the tents that he had built himself. The Apostle Paul wrote this to the church of Philippi from a Roman prison cell. Listen to what he said. Being confident of this very thing. In other words, I know that I know. Hey, it was dark where he was at. There were some troublesome times coming where he was at. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I think the Apostle Paul knew who was captain in his ship. Listen to what Jude says in verse number 24. Now unto him that is able, there's that him again. Jude's got the captain on his boat. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. When the captain is on board, hey, listen to me. Allstate didn't originate this phrase. When the captain is on board, you are in what? Good hands. Somebody's watching commercials. When he's on board, you're in good hands. John chapter 14. I know I'm using a lot of scriptures this morning, but it's what the Lord laid on my heart. This was the greatest storm any one individual has ever went through in their entire life. Jesus was getting ready to be crucified, hung between two thieves, This was the week before he was, all of this was to take place. He looks at his disciples there that day. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Church, there's a storm that's coming. I was just, the last few days, I've been just kind of listening. The chatter that I'm hearing. Y'all know what chatter is? Overhearing other people's conversations at dinner tables and in town and just eavesdropping. I don't mean to do it, but I just do. And I'm hearing to talk about the end times and the Lord coming back, and surely we're in the final days. And what I'm hearing is voices of uncertainty. You turn on the news and we're in peace talks and we're in negotiations and we're not in negotiations. And they want to talk and they don't want to talk. And I mean, it changes like a teenager changes clothes. There's a storm coming. The book of Joel, chapter 2, he says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. And let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. The day's coming. There's a storm on the horizon. I've been watching it. I don't know if you've been watching radar or not, and I'm not talking about the radar that they've got, the technology. I'm talking about radar. I've been watching the radar. Wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and I've been watching radar. The time is coming. Zephaniah described it like this in chapter number 1 and verse 14. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. And even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. And the day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. But there is a refuge and there is a safe place. When He is the captain of your ship. How are we going to make it, church, if we have Him in the boat? Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. He said, but God condemneth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. How are we going to make it? I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. Amen. I don't know what's going on in the Middle East and all that's going to take place, but I know who's in control. If you don't have Him in your boat, listen to me. There is no way I would face that storm alone. Brother Virgil, I wouldn't do it. I'm a pretty brave man. There's not many rides that I won't get on. You have trouble scaring me. I'm not saying that I'm bragging on myself, but I'll tell you what. I would not go through that storm without him. Some of y'all have heard the stories and seen some of the pictures, and some of y'all's even had to come to my rescue out here in Ullagal. I've got one of the worst cussings I ever got in my life coming up on Spencer Creek. There had just been a big storm blew over the lake, and I was out there in my little boat, Brother Dave. It was almost 9 feet long, 8 feet and some change. The lake patrol, with his triple engine, big boat that he had, was backed up there on Spencer Creek Dock, waiting for the storm to pass before he would even launch his boat. And here I come tootling down. I got the worst chewing I ever received in my life. They had done knew they was going to have to go out there and have a search and rescue to try to find me. You see, they knew my boat was out there because I had my boat trailer at the park, and there wasn't a boat on it. They knew I was out there because I'd been out there every day for several days in a row. It's one of them storms that just come up. I said I was brave. I never said I was smart. But I knew who was in my boat. You can face the storm if you've got him in your boat.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how dark it gets or how the waves beat or how much water gets into your boat. If you've got him in your boat, he can speak peace to your storm. Come back to the music, if you will, Sister Brown. I feel like somebody this morning needed to hear this message. We may have to wake the master. Say, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? I feel like my boat is going down. The storms are the waves are crashing in on all sides. There's nothing wrong with crying out for help and saying, Lord, wake up. I need help. I can assure you this, if you have him, you'll get through. He said, let us go to the other side. How many knows that he can't lie? If he said it, I believe it. That makes it so. He never promised me it'd be easy. But he promised me he'd never leave me nor forsake me. He promised me that I have a mansion waiting for me that he went to prepare. He promised me he'd be with me through my storm, through my trials, and through my struggles. Stand with me, if you will. The altar's open. Maybe someone here has a need. Maybe you'd like to come and pray for somebody that you know is going through a battle, going through a struggle.